This is KYUK Public Radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Christy Schallenberger. Alaska officials said yesterday that they've confirmed the state's first case of the coronavirus. Governor Mike Dunleavy announced the news at a news conference yesterday evening in Anchorage. He says it wasn't a surprise.
We mentioned that eventually Alaska is going to get a case of COVID-19, the virus. We've had our first case identified today as a positive.
State Chief Medical Officer Dr. Ann Zink shared some details.
First of all, this is a foreign national individual who is transiting through Alaska. It was a good reminder on how important the systems work and how important education was.
Zink says the patient is an adult man who knew about the virus and called authorities when he noticed symptoms. The patient came to the emergency room at Alaska Regional Hospital in Anchorage, which had been prepared for his arrival. Zink says the case is isolated and officials believe they can contain it. Zink had warned that the first cases of the virus were likely to appear in the state soon, given the rapid spread of the coronavirus around the world. The state has been updating the number of tests daily. As of Thursday afternoon, 59 patients had been tested. And the University of Alaska system is extending spring break, moving most classes online and canceling events amid the threat of coronavirus. That includes the Kuskokwim campus UAF. Linda Curta is KUC's acting director. She says in-person classes aren't happening, but the university isn't closed.
The university is still open. We are continuing with our classes and our work, and we are not closed. That's the first item.
Classes will resume on March 23rd. Those classes will be conducted online or through video or phone. KUC dorms are closed, however. Curtis says there are exceptions for students who might not have anywhere else to go. The university is advising staff and students to physically stand 6 feet from another person and to avoid large social gatherings. Curtis says that people should still lean on their social networks for emotional support.
This is difficult for everyone. People are feeling scared and isolated, and we are still a strong, vibrant, resilient community.
Curtis says all gatherings of 25 people or more on campus are postponed or canceled until March 31st, when the university system will then evaluate its next steps. The monthly Saturday market, scheduled for Saturday, March 14th, is also canceled. And beginning weeks ago, the city of Bethel's emergency responders have been training on how to handle cases of COVID-19. Protective gear has been stocked, and the city has been in communication with local healthcare providers. And then last week, Acting City Manager Bill Howell asked his department heads for a list of employees that could work from home.
If warranted or if even suggested by the state, the city could have some employees, non-essential employees, be working from home or having reduced hours in the city office, or just we're all options are on the table at this point.
There is also the issue of the new city manager, Vincenzo Vinny Carrazza, who arrives in Bethel in less than a month. Howell says Carrazza's April 6th start date won't change, but if Bethel is in the midst of a coronavirus outbreak, Howell says Carrazza won't have to manage the city alone.
I will stay and serve the city as much and as long as they need me, especially in the midst of some emergency.
Howell says he and Carrazza had already discussed a transition period of working together when he was hired, but due to the coronavirus, that transition period could last longer. And the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation is now requiring all of its employees who are traveling to have a health screening when they return. Employees must monitor and record their temperatures 3 times a day for 14 days after returning from travel anywhere in Alaska, the lower 48, or abroad. YKHC says employees should alert their manager should their temperature reach above 100.4 degrees. The Native Health Corporation is canceling its annual tribal gathering over the coronavirus concerns. And in school news, the Anchorage School District has canceled the regional basketball tournaments due to concerns about the coronavirus. District spokesperson Lisa Miller says that all gyms in the Anchorage School District are closed for the next week as well. The Bethel Warriors and Lady Warriors were supposed to play their district basketball games Thursday night. However, due to gym closures, they have been rescheduled to play today at Lumen Christi High School, which is not in the Anchorage School District. The girls' game against Barrow starts at 11:30 a.m. and the boys play at 1 against Nome. Miller says that with the regionals canceled, the state tournament will rely on conference standings to determine seeding. While the state tournament is currently postponed, Miller says that there is a possibility the state tournament could be canceled as well. And while Iditarod Mushers will still be finishing on Front Street in Nome next week, the city of Nome will not be hosting any race-related activities. All non-essential city buildings will be closed from March 14th through the 30th due to concerns over a potential outbreak of COVID-19. After meeting with state medical officials, the Iditarod Trail Committee announced yesterday that they are postponing the Iditarod Finishers Banquet and Musher Meet and Greet. The Nome Common Council voted to follow suit and postpone all Nome Iditarod events, including the famous annual Lonnie O'Connor Iditarod Basketball Classic, an event that attracts visitors from across the state and hosts crowds of between 500 and 800 people in the Nome Recreational Center. As of this Saturday, the following will also be closed to public use: the Nome Rec Center, the swimming pool, and Old St. Joe's, as well as the Nome Visitor Center and the Richard Foster Building, which holds the library, museum, and cultural center. Additionally, all after-school activities in Nome public school buildings will be canceled. And Jesse Royer was the first musher to reach Ruby this morning as the Iditarod Trail turns down the Yukon River. She won a 5-course meal and $3,500 for her efforts. There are 20 sled dog teams behind Royers on the way from Krupple into Ruby, including Richie Deal and Pete Kaiser. Both teams are mushing in the top 10. Alaska Public Media reporter Zachariah Hughes caught up with Richie Deal and Krupple just before the Aniak musher headed back out on the trail.
I mean, how your run's been and how your dogs are doing. You've been one of the first people at most of the checkpoints.
They're doing good. The runs have been going smooth for the most part. I mean, it's still, we're only halfway, but I mean, I think it is nice to have a team that's a full string of 14 that are, you know, all healthy and moving well right now and eating well. So that's really nice.
Were they okay during the midday? I mean, it's kind of a little bit warmer here than it's been.
Yeah, it was. I mean, they were totally fine. It was actually a little bit colder than the last couple times I did that run, you know. So, I mean, they looked really nice coming in here, and I stopped and took their coats off, and they really liked that, so.
Have you had anything eventful happen?
Not really. Not that I could think of.
No tree branches or animal
attacks? No tree branches.
Do you know where you're going to take your 8-hour on the Yukon?
I'm not sure yet. I'm still just running through my head every day, all day. Yeah.
What's the most fun you've had so far?
I think just traveling with this group of dogs. This is one of the most fun teams of dogs I've had. Just their character and their attitude. It's fun to watch.
Yeah. Cool. Thanks a lot, Richie. Yep.
That was Alaska Public Media reporter Zachariah Hughes talking to Aniak musher Richie Deal. This morning, Bethel's Jessica Klaika is also almost in Krupple, the trail's official halfway mark. Most of the teams in the Iditarod sled dog race have completed the mandatory 24-hour rest. Only 5 have not, including Allie Zirkel's team, which is waiting in Krupple to get back on the trail this morning. Jeremy Keller scratched at Nikolai, leaving 55 sled dog teams in the race to Nome. And finally, the state government has been working in the courtroom to get Kuskokwim River waters cleaned up. The state superior court has ordered Faulkner Wash Constructors, a Bethel construction company, to pay over $4 million to remove a barge that has been sunken for years. KYUK's Greg Kim has more.
On October 4th, 2012, a barge called the Delta Chief sank in the Kuskokwim Slough near Bethel. It's still there. A jury has decided that the owner of the barge has to pay to clean it up. The state sued Faulkner Walsh Constructors, and a jury has found that the company failed to heed a storm warning that would have prevented the barge's sinking. Here is what Assistant Attorney General Maria Barr had to say about the jury's decision.
Attorney General Kevin Clarkson says that the people of Alaska, and especially the residents of Western Alaska, deserve more than the defendants' unsuccessful attempts to lift the Delta Chief. They deserve safe and navigable waters.
According to court documents, the Delta Chief left Birch Tree near Aniak on October 3rd with a full load of gravel. After a full day's travel down the Kuskokwim, the boat's captain decided to dock. The tugboat's pilot advised the captain to dock in shallower waters because of an incoming storm, but the captain ignored his advice and parked the Delta Chief next to a cut bank in water about 30 feet deep. Winds picked up and 30-mile-per-hour gusts combined with waves toppled the barge and sank both the boat and its gravel payload. Faulkner Walsh Constructors attempted at least twice to recover the vessel, but failed. Now the court says the job still has to be done. Faulkner Walsh will have to pay $4.2 million in damages to remove the barge and clear the waterways for residents along the Kuskokwim River. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.
This is KYUK News. Thanks for listening. I'm Christy Schallenberger. Send your tips and comments to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for News Yuchten coming up.